Texans Extra Points has been brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
So very happy that you're back with us here on Texans Extra Points. Now, we have something very new for you. It's Texans Telestrator, and it's John Harris and head coach Bill O'Brien breaking down some plays.
What a win for the Houston Texans on Sunday against the Washington Redskins, 17-6, and we are here to break down one of the key plays from that game. I am football analyst and sideline reporter for the Houston Texans, John Harris, and my guest, well, I would suppose he needs no introduction, but I will introduce him anyways. I think I owe him this after 20 years of knowing him, the head coach of the Houston Texans, Bill O'Brien. Coach, congratulations. Great win.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks for having me here.
Coach, we're going to take a look at the one offensive touchdown you scored, and I know there'll be more in the future, but you had set this up. This is DeAndre Hopkins' 77-yard catch. Before this play, you had three zone runs. You got into a little bit of up-tempo, and then you set it up here. Alfred Blue's now in the game for Arian Foster. Kind of talk us through this play, if you don't mind.
Okay, you're exactly right, Johnny. We had run the ball out of this formation about two or three plays in a row, and this is a running formation and a running personnel grouping. You know, it's basically Detroit personnel for us. And this play comes off of our outside zone play. And so it's important that anytime we go into a game that we have some type of play action pass off of that outside zone play. This is the one we chose for this game. This is Sprint 238 F Laser. So basically, when we run this play, we're thinking that we're going to probably get post safety coverage. In this case, we actually got split safety coverage. The safety came down here, the strong safety came down low to the YY side, and now you have DeAndre able to get through the middle of the field. We have great protection on this play, which is really important, and Fitzy's able to hit DeAndre across the field, and then he makes a great move on Rambo there to finish the play.
All right, Coach, let's take a look from the end zone view where you can really see Bakari Rambo right here, number 24, gets sucked up in the box. He was playing for Brandon Merriweather. I don't know if that was a focus for you, but I had said it before the game, that was one of my keys to the game. Bakari Rambo, not having played a lot back there,
right,
thought he might be a focus for you, and you can see from the end zone shot that he really bites on that play fake and then gets turned around in the secondary.
Right, again, it's a split safety coverage, so split safety meaning you have Rambo over here to the right and you have a weak safety outside the hash marks, and he's playing low because we've been running the ball to this side, so we're able to take advantage of his aggressiveness on the running play. We have great protection here. You see all the guys really getting a hat on a hat, and Fitzy has all kind of time to sit back there and read it out. And DeAndre does a really nice job of continuing his route, gets a great ball from Fitz, and DeAndre does the rest.
And you can see, and this is the moment that we knew that Rambo was in trouble, as he starts back and starts going across the field. He does not find DeAndre on this play. He just seemingly ran right past him, right about at the logo, and didn't see him. I don't know what he saw, but he didn't see him, and DeAndre ended up running right past him.
What happens is a lot of times on those plays, Johnny, is when the safety comes up to protect the run, to go, you know, play the run, the receiver ends up getting into his blind spot, and he can't see him in his blind spot.
All right, after DeAndre makes a big play, Fitzy makes a big play, special teams comes to the forefront, and Alfred Blue, the rookie, ends up with a huge block. I'm sure Bob Lugoszewski had a nice night after this one. Coach, why don't you take us through the block right here. We can see Alfred right there on the edge, on the far edge, right there, and he's going to end up making a nice play. Coach, take us through this pump block.
Well, like you said, it was a really good example of complementary football because Hopkins scores on the long touchdown pass, then our defense has a really good stand, and now the Redskins have to punt from deep in their own territory. So if you go to the end zone shot here, Johnny, you'll see where Jeff Tarpinian actually is the one that really makes the play here for Blue. If you watch Jeff Tarpinian here, he goes right into that B gap and he's able to draw the tackle's block, which opens up the C gap for Alfred Blue. And then we coached all week that this guy was a lefty punter, so that Alfred goes right to the left foot and takes it right off his foot. It's a great job by Alfred Blue of doing that, and a really good job of Jeff Tarpinian doing his job too. Two guys working well together right there.
Coach, appreciate your time. All this you can see at NFL.com, Game Rewind. You can get the regular broadcast, you can get the condensed version, and you can get all 22 coaches' film right there at NFL.com. Coach, appreciate it. Best of luck in Oakland. We'll do this next week.
Thanks, Johnny.
All right, that was fun stuff with John Harris and head coach Bill O'Brien, and we're not done yet because when we come back, we're talking about the tight end situation for the Houston Texans. Garrett Graham, the starter, is back this week. Plus, we got to get you set for the Raiders and the Texans. Don't go anywhere. Texans Extra Points continues.